the organization of the board, so do I nominate?
Nominate Jim Carrey for chairman.
Second.
Okay, hold on here.
I nominate Tom Brooker for the vice.
Second.
Okay.
I nominate Bob Beck as member.
Okay, for nominations for chairs, those are the nominations. Yeah, I know none of you has left, so Brooker?
Yes.
Beck?
Yeah.
Carrey?
Doesn't matter.
So now we do the official motion, or do we accept that?
I think you accept that.
Accept that, okay, and then for Tom, as vice chair?
Aye.
Beck. Beck?
Aye.
Carrey?
Yeah.
And Brooker?
Aye.
Okay, so you guys go switch.
Do we have a sign sheet?
We just switched with whoever got elected chair.
Tom wants us to keep his seat, so you two change.
Tom likes it.
Yeah.
And keep an eye on it.
You can tell I'm colorblind. Today it's pink. It's either that or forget.
He had a pink shirt on when he left, but it turned blue.
You're gonna have to bear with me a little bit here.
Thanks. We have to have support, we'll never make it.
Well, they don't get from this side.
Okay, we're ready to do the supervisor's meeting, January the 2nd, 2018. We have the organization of the board. Is there any changes to the tentative agreement?
I have none.
Agenda?
I have none.
Yes, we do need to remove the payroll claims.
Yeah. Okay. It was a holiday, so we couldn't do them over the holiday here. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Angie, how's everything at safety?
We're doing good. Unfortunately, I can't stay for the whole meeting because I got a CPR class today, but we'll stay here for a while and see how things are going.
Are you starting the CPR classes around every 2 years?
Yeah, everyone who did them the last time's good until December, but the transit department, we set it up where they have to. Anyone who gets hired on has to have CPR training. So I'm going out to train some of the new people out there.
Thank you. Rodney, how's maintenance?
Good morning. Had a busy last couple weeks with the snow and a little short staff with some vacation and whatnot, so we've been just on the go last couple weeks. We had the state elevator inspector here last week. Everything was okay, so that looks good. Other than that, nothing at this time.
Thank you. Krista, how's the health department doing?
Good morning. Things are going well over there. I'm keeping busy. Nothing new to report.
Thank you. Gina, how's the IT department?
Good morning. Busy, just like usual. I've got an agenda item. We will be having a technology committee meeting via the web on the 11th. I'll send a notification out to department heads on that to set up the training for the new website. That'll start taking place, I believe it's the 17th of January.
Are you still set to take DESCOM in February?
February 20th is the move date for DESCOM. We have a meeting with all of the vendors on the 9th to establish a checklist and timeline for that day. We have one day to do the relocation. So it'll be an extremely busy day.
Well, we're on Gina's, how's the emergency management?
Good. Trying to encourage people to stay warm and if you can, stay in, if at all possible. And we do have community emergency response CERT training coming up. We're doing it 4 Saturdays in a row again, starting January 20th, in the mornings out at Great Prairie AEA. If anyone's interested, let me know. I have flyers. We've already, without really advertising except through social media, which I guess is really a way to advertise, we have 18 people already registered for the class, which is a really good turnout for us. So
now,
we're excited.
18 people, are them new people? Or?
Yes, all new.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, the team does a lot for the community with the events and et cetera. We've got our calendar planned out for the year with the all the ongoing community events that we support. So.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Carter, how's the roads doing?
Good morning. We got guys out, trucks are out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all for different snow events. Sunday was a bit of a surprise. Honestly, there wasn't much in the forecast Saturday night. And then we had motor graders out Friday afternoon and Saturday. So it was a busy weekend, kind of heading towards a little bit more of a regular or even a little more expensive of a winter than we've had the last couple of years. So thanks to them for working. We had a good response. We had a few that we knew were out of town for functions, which happens this time of year, but in general we had most everybody there, and so that went good. A few things on equipment we're dealing with. I think everybody here would agree, but I'd like to express my condolences to the family for Jeff Hannon. I see that he passed, and I was surprised like everybody else, and liked working with him. I think he was probably one of the best that I've ever worked with as far as that position goes, and honestly, he was a great guy. So just wanted to mention that.
Well said.
So.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah.
How about Chris? How's conservation going?
Doing well. Just trying to stay warm. So far, I don't think we've gotten any calls of frozen pipes the way we normally would have in previous years prior to the renovations in the Nature Center. That thing would freeze up if it got down to 20. Negative 20 certainly would have done it. So everything seems to be working out, so we keep it on, keep it on.
Good. Thank you. Ken, how's the mental health end of it doing?
Going good. I've got one correspondence item here in this meeting. It's not the RFP for the peer operated recovery center, and so I guess I'll give a copy of that to the media in case they want to give us any free advertising. But yeah, that's correspondence. So I thought you board members could see it that way, and we have a regional planning that's working on the RFP for us.
Thank you. Now, while we're talking about that correspondence, we're ready to move on to that. Ken, would you like to explain that a little bit?
Okay, so the SEAL region has recovery centers in just about every county in the 8-county region, and we're one of the last counties to start one of these. It helps people with mental illness to be able to have a place to go and learn more about their illness, and It's got clinical staff oversight, so it's just a wonderful place where you don't have to have Medicaid. You can just come in and get services. It's a non-eligibility-based service, so you don't have to fill out tons of applications or anything. You can just go and receive this service. So we're doing an RFP for this service, and this is the first request for proposal that our region has ever done. So we've had a contract with regional planning to assist us with the RFP process, and so this is the very first one that we're engaged in. It will be a contracted service, so that means the money will come out of the fiscal agent account for the region since it's a contracted service. So, yeah.
Anybody want us to read this? Or?
I would doubt that Chris has copies of it.
Yeah,
I
can give you a
request for proposal.
Yeah.
But if you were Bob or chomping at the bit to read that. Yeah, I've got a copy.
It's more information.
I've got a copy.
Yeah. You got one?
Yeah,
okay.
I got one here. Okay. Moving on to Public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Stand up, state your name. See nobody stand up. We should move on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims for $811,490.43.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Approval of Southeast Iowa Detention Service Agency Agreement Amendment. What this is, Tanner had a good article in the paper about it this morning. We have a board of directors, and some of the counties are not fulfilling their 80% of their juveniles going to here, and some of them aren't even sending anybody. And it's really taking away their voting rights, and if it would happen to dissolve, if they're not sending 80%, it takes away their assets. So this gives them, after 1 year, if they do not fulfill 80% of their juveniles going to the detention center in Montrose, they lose their voting rights. The next year, if they have over 80%, then they gain their voting rights back. So it's an amendment to the state.
I suspect it's the cost that that deters those counties from sending anybody there they don't have to.
Yeah.
So the judges don't send them there.
Well, that's a good question. They've only got really two places to go around here, and that's up at North Iowa or down here. Most of them are, ours is hitting over 80% going down here.
Did you bribe those people in Central Iowa to raise their rates?
No, but they did raise their rates, so that...
It's all about up to almost half of what it is down there now. Yeah. And they include transportation.
Yeah, so, that's right.
So I can...
But that's part of the agreement.
Part of the agreement. You, yeah.
I would make a motion to approve that.
Second
amendment.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Maybe if they have more customers, they can lower their rate. Or maybe not.
Still cost too much money to send them there. Spend $300,000 a year on juvenile detention. Approval of the official newspapers for Des Moines County. We have the Hawkeye from Wilmington, Iowa, the Minneapolis News, and the Wise of Publish County Company, company which is for Des Moines County News.
Move to approve all three.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Personnel action. Well, I like this form.
You like that?
Yeah.
Don't get used to it.
You're the only one that's going to handle this one?
Just for today.
Well, that's kind of a neat one. I'll have to learn how to read this one. You should send a magnifying glass so you can get these little prints out of there. You know that.
Yeah, that's why that one's not staying.
Yeah. This is personnel action. It's Brandon Mehmet?
Mehmet.
Mehmet. Brandon Mehmet. Is the title is going to be IT Support Staff. Official start date is 1-8 of 2018. And his salary is going, starting salary is going to be $51,444.
That's where Chris left off.
What's that?
It's he's replacing Chris in my office.
Yeah, replacing Chris in the office, yes. What's your wish, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes. That's about Jerry. We'll find somebody.
We actually had some really good applicants. Probably about 10 or 12 applications. We narrowed it down to 4 where the resumes showed that they had some of the requirements that we absolutely needed. This gentleman fit all the requirements that we needed in our office, so he blew the interview out of the water. So we were very fortunate. I think he comes from about 15 years of experience with exactly what we're working on. So he should be a really good fit.
Good.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. We have the minutes from the regular meeting on December 20th. Nope, that's good. 27.
Excuse me. Oh, second. I did not hear him.
Didn't hear him either.
Thank you, Terry.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
Just to echo what Brian said about Jeff Hanna, that's going to be that's a tough one. It was not expected, and I don't know what or why. I would assume that position is not easy to fill. Since
no,
you were
it will
one,
not. No, it will not be.
That's Jeff was. One of those people that somebody called the public, you call them, you just give them Jeff's number. They called him, you never heard from him again. He was fair and honest, thorough. I don't know, I can't think of anything bad about him. He was just a very good person, and I think I've always heard that the best accolade you give to anybody was to call him a friend.
Yep.
He was a friend. So he'll be missed, and he'll be very hard to replace.
If Press had the Jeff Hannon, he was the land use administrator. He worked for Southeast Iowa Regional Planning. I believe he lived in Keokuk, so it might not have. He passed away suddenly Saturday afternoon.
His obituary was in the paper this morning.
Was it? I did not read the paper
this
morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
His visitation tomorrow evening.
Missed on several levels, every level.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Here's a copy of that.
He was the assistant director at Regional Planning, too. Well,
Jeff took a lot of static from some individuals, and he sat there and he took it like a pro.
Yeah, he did.
Never blinked or anything. He did what he had to do for the county and for the regional planning. He is going to be missed.
Yes, he will.
The future agenda items.
I have none.
Harmony Church.
Yep.
I have work session.
Okay.
January the 9th?
So what? The 9th?
Yeah. You're going to contact
Harvey? I will. Okay. At 9th works. Does it work with Amy?
I don't know about that.
We probably got to check. It'd be nice to have Amy.
Okay,
here.
I'll check with Amy then.
Matt's obviously the important one. But.
Okay.
Public input session number 2. Again, anybody from the public have anything to say? Tom?
I do not. Oh, that Tom, I was about to say.
He's the only one from the public now. No comment.
No comment, so move on to adjournment. We're adjourned, we have a work session with the Board of Supervisors and County Auditor with, do with payroll pay period. Thank you, everybody.